Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
This is Porker Pathways on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And this is a live three-hour program, and I want to apologize to the audience for having a difficult voice today. The real story behind that, before I begin the real story of the throat today, of the voice that I have today, it's a little low, so I appreciate you being tolerant with us today. I want to give a shout out to East Texas people that have been hit with a tornado, as I understand it, and the people that give me that information are people that are weather Uncle Sammers, you know. I mean, they got all the satellites, the 24 satellites going around the earth and testing people's toilet water to determine by satellite what kind of drug they've been taking. This, we broke that story about 6 years ago, and since water flows in anti-gravitational methods, while the satellites are also measuring Earth shifts and potential for terrorist attacks on the underground water supply. That being said, when I first started, it was long before I became part of the family at the Republic Broadcasting Network, which is about 10 years ago, breaking the story about the contaminated water and the radioactivity in the water and the process of it. I think there were a lot of things involved in. In the days of robots, the robots were extended hand systems, but they were done with a lot of eye work. And I was very honored to be on a team that invented the robot system for robot surgery on the thyroid gland. And in our world of being born in embryology, when you're an embryo, the thyroid gland is connected to a tube with the lung. And in other words, the lung is governed by macrorespiration, which is really movement of air out of the body. And again, the thyroid hormone, it governs the micro cellular respiration, which goes into the lung. And when we're born, in terms of, for sure, we turn into a tube, and literally a tube. And so the formation of the what's the energy system of the mitochondria is controlled by cellular respiration, and it's all one tube. And that being said, in order to grow lung tissue, there's been an experiment of stem cells to be able to develop a new lung tissue. And of course, I've been a part of that type of research package. And when I first worked with stem cells, it was, in researching that in terms of the contamination of the body fluids, which you can read about in the homepage of RBN. It's chloramine caused flesh damage. And to get an activist mind as to really what's at stake on this planet. And so at stem cell, I decided, there was an Australian team. You've got a European team, because you can't do stem cell research in the United States on a legal basis, even though the Congress has set up a law for stem cell activations in the United States, but it hasn't been formally passed. That's one of my favorite requests from the President administration. But the whole thing is that if you have stem cells are from your whole body, I mean, you can be like Methuselah from the Bible, who lived there 1,000 years that anybody figured out, depending upon what a year's term was like at that time when that third Bible was written. But if you read Methuselah carefully, really what you're talking about is cell generation, which they really openly talk about after you translate the language. So to make a long story short, I figured, the stem cells from your body, but it has to be coded to where to go. So I got this bright idea. I said, well, let's work it with mind power using Professor Emoto's concept of changing a water molecule by thoughts of love and gratitude and change the stereometric development of the water molecule. But when we can do that with a stem cell, we'll give them a consciousness. Long story short, everything has been very much involved. That's very advanced now. I have a patent special with a team in Europe and on this. But what the point is that it was never counted on, of course, that the stem cell for the lung would change into its embryonic consciousness, which means that when you have the lung and the thyroid on the thyroglossal duct of the thyroid, and then you have the windpipe of the lung, they both become one tube in embryology, and they grow in the same way. And by the time they get to the esophagus, next to the thyroid and the lung, they both start from the same place. So it seems like logical, when you stop and think about it, that the stem cell from its embryological state would find its way to the throat. Hence, your host. So that's what that reason for a shaky voice today after recovering the process. It's all robotic. It's quite astounding that robot surgery, which is being part of and be a part of stem cell review, has come into one place. What comes out of that is that the stem cell now is pretty well in this particular situation I'm talking about, is more of a consciousness cell than has been believed, and that's a real takeaway from that. And if you can guide the embryology of the cell from the energy point of view, in other words, in acupuncture that would be called the Palace of Gifts, point LU1, and in other words, the Palace of Gifts is really called the Zhang Fu, which was described accurately in 2,000-year-old texts, perfectly describing, let's be clear, 2,000 years before Christ. So describing the embryological facial plates on the fascial system of the tube, understanding, you know, the something that it took robot surgeons from the thyroid 3,000 years to, you know, to discover. Now, you might think that that's a separate piece of information because we are on this program about advancements and water and chemistry and politics. But think about this for a moment. You have IBM, who is considering to promote world artificial intelligence using robots, and of course using Watson in terms of the Watson computer for the medical metrics, or using Obamacare as a spinoff for collecting genetic codes from thousands and thousands of veterans, and if they acquiesce to it, the public, of course, with their metrics. But the robot in surgery at this point is going to be involved in the same kind of metrics that are used in naval warfare or in drones. And the robot, the Robo Global Robotics and Automation, which is exchange-traded fund, it has a portfolio of 80 companies that are using robot technology, and they will be using part of what happened with what I was reviewing and I just gave you in the opening as part of a complete industry. So I appreciate the Patent Office being very kind to me and putting a patent special, which means that it's out of the mainstream of patents that are being filed and is putting on the fast track patent consideration concerning for the new consciousness of cells. But the robot system, to advance it from the thyroid system, is really very important. This has a lot to do with those of you in the audience that are thinking that taking thyroid hormones are going to be the way of the medical future, which is really not only not be the case, but be part of specialized biomarkers with robotism. And there, the companies that are involved in what you look at on the face of it as quaint, which would be your natural response, would be like a company like NVIDIA. It makes self-driving cars with graphics chips, but those graphic chips will be connected to your body, to your sensors of your body. You have Intuitive Surgical are part of the robot-assisted surgery. And then you have Conjac, who makes electronic vision equipment for people that will have artificial ears and eyes, and will be part of the vision equipment for the industrial inspections, of which robots will be able to see 2 miles ahead of themselves in an industrial inspection. Because a future war is coming, and it's going to be based upon grid attacks and water attacks and food attacks and other forms of things that are going to be part of the what is called the evasion equipment system. So you have robots that are accelerating, but you have it's estimated the compound annual growth is going to be around 18% in consumer robots. But the Robo Global Exchange Traded Funds are located in Dallas, and Dallas, Texas, and of course that's where the Patent Office is located for states like Arkansas, New Mexico, and Alabama and things of that sort. So they get in. So it's going to be a tough go to be able to go from those states that have bad weather, and as they have today, and working through those poor folks lost their homes and rivers got diverted and from tornadoes and all of that, to be able to, you know, a lot of these states don't have product, and I'm recommending on air today that a lot of these states, like New Mexico and Alabama and Arkansas and those places, those are nice states in terms of things, but they don't have product, and I think that, you know, they have to depend on property taxes, they have to depend on taxing people, or whatever business they can try to bring in to the state, and that's understandable. But what should happen, and I'm just suggesting, is that there be an upgrade of consciousness about what's out there and what can be done within the framework of things in the real world in producing product. So since the patent office is located in Dallas, Texas, in terms, these states are very crammed into each other. They all have water problems. They have mineral problems. They have radiation and water problems. They have a type of systems that are going to have to be buttressed and increased like you do in Utah, particularly if you get into more of the artificial intelligence. So that being said, why would the artificial intelligence be the most important system to determine in terms of climate change that people will be talking about today? Working from notes off napkins today, but the on May 5th, this is the most important, part of the Obamacare on May 5th is the control of the food. And this is the implementation of Section 4205 of the Affordable Care Act, and it requires chain restaurants and with 20 or more locations to be under government control on calorie information and on in-store menus. And, of course, you think that's a simple thing, and I can remember, keep in mind, I'm going to remind you now, we told you on Parker Pathways about the health care system before it was a bill, and that was 6 years. Well, we're talking 7 years ago now. I mentioned all of these sections. I went through all the sections. There are 2,000 and some of them. It took 6 months of shows to do that. And I probably was talking to an audience that was absorbing this. And I think, but I warned you completely. There were food and water and mind control were the issues, and the length of your metrics and Obamacare's death panel were the game. And you can appear, you know, the repeal still doesn't repeal off the death panel that they talk about. That's in stone right now, and things because it didn't get repealed and on February 1st, 2017. But Section 4205 has to do with various types of service businesses of food, particularly the items sold at the salad bar and the hot food bars of food establishments. The definition of a menu under these new Food and Drug Administration mandates, which go into effect this week, are the redefinition of your metrics in your medical care on the death panel as to what a definition of a menu is. So we'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443. And I appreciate your tolerance with the voice today, and thank you very much for being here.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we have a lot to cover on the control of the food supply of the globe, because the FDA rules under Obamacare are socialistic, and they were part of when Nancy Pelosi of those days said, "Well, you have to read it to know what's in it." And the Republicans were never allowed in the chambers to read it, except for Senator McCain, who didn't have the guts or the balls to tell his own committee what was in it. You know, to me, that's cowardice. I'm sorry. The loss of life over this has been enormous. Caregivers have been shut to the side. People have died in terms of the food matrix and the kinds of. We're not being political here. I'm just telling you the way it is. And I have a lot to say about this today, depending on how my voice holds up. But before that time, I want to make sure we have Kevin from New Hampshire. Thank you for calling, Kevin.
Dr. Parker. Yes. Hello, Dr. Parker. I'm honored and humbled that you've asked me to call back. Listening to your show and the depth and breadth of knowledge that you have, I am very recognizing the lack for the past 8 years. So, last week, you asked me to call back about the Berlin information.
About the what information?
About the Berlin Energy System, the Berlin Corporation, and the process by which they're using it to essentially gut coal power plants and repower them with a nickel hydrogen matrix.
No. Yeah, sure.
And
absolutely.
I read the... I, revisited some of my research from 2011, 2012, 2013 when I found out about this. And I found a lot of information that's available to anybody. The only thing that I found that I felt was a very big connector was that China, being such a major consumer of coal and using it to generate electrical power, and then signing on to these climate change protocols and such that they've done, it's like, okay, so how are they supposed to be able to clean up their plants? Scrubber technology is really good. To an extent, that's a lot of technology to put into all of their coal plants.
Mm-hmm.
Much better way to do it is to do what this process is supposed to do. One of the companies that's connected into the many different sites that follow this is a group out of the Research Triangle down in Durham and Raleigh, South and North Carolina area, called Cherokee Partners. They actually purchased some of the licenses and are part of the funding process
mm-hmm.
for this. And in my research, I found a connection. I tried to find it so I could refer to it correctly, wherein China granted a license and a patent. And I had researched that, and there hadn't been a patent granted here in the corporate states. I don't know if that has happened. Lots of this data goes back to 2013 and 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is 2015 and 2016 that anybody can research for themselves.
Yeah. Kevin, we only have about 3.5 minutes left, so I want to make sure you got everything in that you need, because I'm with you. I understand what you're saying.
And being that China granted them a patent and a license, and then right afterwards I found some information about how you can actually manufacture aurum using particle acceleration and a lot of other high-energy research has come out of the Hadron Collider. Okay, that's really terrific. So with them going to a gold-based economy, I really haven't found there's been any major gold mines that they own. I mean, they have some connections to South America and some other mining industries, but where is the rest of the data coming from? I mean, I realize it might sound kind of out there, but with the technologies available, listening to the discussion on, you know, AI and stem cell research and all the other various fields that are out there, it's not far out of the realm of possibility that they would be able to do such a thing. And you can manufacture diamonds. Gold is a lot easier than mm-hmm. diamonds. So
that's why the geoengineers want to use diamond dust to sprinkle with other aluminas, just thinking to shade the sun from the earth. And of course, if you breathe that, you will die.
Yeah, you're not going to survive. You're not going to survive.
You're not going to live. Yeah. Listen, Kevin.
I hear
the
music.
You know, I appreciate you very much. Really, on the real world stage. Keep it up and keep in touch with it. My email is kwati@sbacglobal.net. Keep in touch that way and keep calling.
I didn't catch the email.
I'll repeat it.
Thank you.
Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Pardon the pathways. I hope that you can hear me. If the audience can hear me, the last caller, Kevin from New Hampshire, the email is kwati at sbcglobal.net. On the Obamacare Section 4205 for the control of food, is that there is a redefinition which is given by the United Nations as to what a menu means. The FDA accepted the United Nations definition that a menu is a grocery circular or a window poster, a sidewalk advertisement, a sign on top of gas pumps. That was very emphatic when the Democrats put this together. The social media post is inclusive of Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And under this rule, for instance, if a store uses a local supplier for an item that is sold at just a few stores, see, the supplier would have to provide the store nutritional analysis with record keepings and including the recipe. And, of course, that violates copy and trademark law, and then it signs an affidavit to sell the product. But in other words, an intermediary is really controlled by the United Nations rules. So the small things will lose pressure. You've got to keep in mind contracts will keep in mind. The reason that the entire chicken has to be labeled if it's hot, but not if it's cooked and then cooled down, okay? So in other words, you have cut fruit, which has a different nutritional content. And so the FDA has provided guidance and on how to deal with chickens and fruit. Now, there are criminal penalties for not handling the food correctly within the supply chain of the FDA and the United Nations. If an employee commits an accidental error, there's a you can have a class action lawsuit. One of the examples that's given is that if one of the employees puts too much cheese on a sandwich or giving a generous scoop of ice cream. And in other words, that's a fined violation which can go into a class action criminal activity. The third most burdensome rule that was proposed from 2010, actually, it requires in food handling and food labeling, OMB is saying that that's about 14 and a half million hours of compliance. And that dramatically underestimates the time cost, of course. And then you have the compliance estimate for 37,000 supermarkets. That'll be about $1 billion. If you have, there's estimated to be 150,000 convenience stores in the United States, it'll run to hundreds of millions of dollars. And the grocery supply chain will operate at a 1-2% net profit margin. And the cost can't be absorbed because the rules don't allow you to do that. And now the companies are into the regulations and they're franchised in these independent locations and they're going to be having to renew their contracts to take care of the food transport and the handling under Obamacare. Now, keep in mind, too, that when Obamacare was passed, the student loan provisions were passed as well, and at the same time. So the idea of Obamacare was to keep in control of the healthcare system and the food supply system. Now, if you can handle what I've just said to you, then you're in good shape. And you have the people that are parading out here in the world in climate change, saying, well, we're going to decrease out the food supply, and at the same time, we're going to make it possible, you see, and we're going to make it possible for us to control the food supply as it stands. Now, I'll give you a... We're going to come back to this in a moment, in terms of investors. But I want you to think about this, you Bill. We have something I've been talking about for a long time, in terms of that we should have a grand jury of science and technology in this country. And the idea here is that people make decisions for science and technology that do not have science background. Or they, if they do, they have a staff that works it through, but they still make the arrangements. Now, there are three countries of which we have listeners, and the countries are India and New Zealand and Ecuador. We have a lot of listeners from there. They don't come directly to the station because they don't want to be feeling that they're going to be hacked or something of that sort. But they email and bounce back and forth, and that's how I get information from them. And in the state of India, and there's a state by the Ganges and the Yamuna rivers, are being given the status of a human being. This means that the legal guardians can now represent the waterways in courts over any violation of pollution. In New Zealand, the Maori tribe, which is one of the original tribes on the earth that came through, there's a river in the North Country's island that they've made into a legal person. And the Maori tribe has tried to make that the river of the North Island for 150 years. It's a Wanagani River. The Wanagani is considered by the creation myths as the formation of the first, the American Indians call the Turtle Walk. In other words, the creation of water and genetics, really, to be recognized as an ancestor. And the Maori tribe has said that this river, the Wanagani River in New Zealand, is an ancestor. And to defend the pollution and the process of what's going on in the world in their country, the ancestor can sue in court. And they've adopted in New Zealand my grand jury of science and technology. And that's part of, that was 3.5 weeks ago. And in Ecuador, in 2008, Ecuador set a legal precedent by giving nature rights to those of the humans in its constitution. This means that the entire ecosystem in Ecuador has a right to exist and persist and maintain and regenerate, unquote. Which means that the rights of a human based upon the legal precedent of the nature right, which is part of the religion, is now acceptable in court. Now, in the United States, just to show you a different picture, near how the wolf process comes out, that the National Science Teachers Associations will not accept any writing in their textbooks voicing an hypothesis that global warming doubts are real science. In other words, they want to ignore sciences in their books. The exact wording is that the information compiled by the scientists who wrote, you know, quote, why scientists disagree by global warming cannot be in textbooks. And there are neutral and impartial studies that show that that the global warming system based upon human contribution is not a presentable hypothesis. And the idea of having behavioral science indicate that prompting the consumers, you know, to select a power plan from among green and non-green options, is actually to be questioned. Now, with that information in terms, there's a lot more to that information, but it has to do with foods and droughts, the effects of tornadoes, as just hit East Texas, as an example, for today's news. But about 2 years ago, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Proposed formally to the legal profession that the legal punishment should be appropriate response for global warming to sinners. And if you can punish, as he said, and place forth, this goes to imprisonment and other kinds of social torture. Now, with that being said, I'm going to put my own stamp on this discussion of the climate change people. You had Bill Nye, who calls himself a science guy. He's an engineer, a mechanical engineer, I believe, actually. That he wants the family size decrease, as in India, based upon a climate change model. And he wants a decrease of children's size in the United States. Now, for those of you that have been with me from the beginning, you know that this is really Dr. John Holdren's suggestion of putting sterilants in the drinking water to decrease the population. That was his original theme. The whole basis of Parker Pathways being on the air is the basis of the worldwide expose, which has been presented to the United Nations. 26 amicus curiae briefs still stand in courts to be presented in their final form in terms of the challenge of crimes against humanity. And Dr. John Holdren, being the science and technology czar for President Obama, and the basis of his development of the behavioral science, quote, agency, which is in the government, to change human behavior. That's their whole position. So what we have is Bill Nye presenting in the real world Dr. John Holden's principles to reduce the family size. Dr. John Holdren wrote many dozens and dozens and dozens of pages on the decrease of the population by size, by nation. And it's part of China's position. In other words, they call it that we had in the first hour that from Kevin from New Hampshire, and they're saying, well, you know, they have the coal plants, and this is what China's doing, and that type of aspect of things, and that's true. But see, what China wants is the energy, but they also want the developmental system of the control of the population of the earth. Now, to read from John Holdren is the introduction to how this was developed, in his own words, of course, it's from the EPA, actually, in 1998, when water disposal plants were fined $10,000 a day if they didn't add the ammonia. But there are other chemicals that form the disinfecting progress and trihalomethanes. And we'll talk about that at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
I appreciate you being tolerant with me today. I don't have the strongest voice in the world, but it's good for science. Contribution, I don't know. So the thing is, Dr. John Holden said that, and from his own work, these are his own words, The growth of population is very rapid in the LDCs, the lower population countries, but not negligible. But it'll continue to compound the predicament by increasing the pressure on resources and environment. The idea that population control and limitation of material consumption, redistribution of wealth, transition of technologies that are environmentally and socially less disruptive, the movement to some kind of world government among others, the implementation of the actions of being able to exercise the public will to succeed, the control of thought processes of diplomatic intercourse, the implementation of the Stockholm Conference on the Environment in 1972, the Bucharest Conference on the World Population of 1974, the Rome Food Conference of 1974, the conferences of the Law of the Sea by early 1970s. Now, he wrote this. Dr. John Holden wrote this in 1976, and it became the full force of the chemicals within the water, the chemical balances in the soil and the surface water, quote, are governed by the biological geo-nutrient cycles. This is when they were putting human waste on food, which they've been doing for 62 years in this country, and they're still doing it. I've been on air for 9.5 years on RBN. We've called them out. We put them in court. We've placed it on the new UN Council. We have talked to the presidents and the lobbyists who have spent $250,000 to keep me off air, and I've turned all the money back. Was based on that one point of geochemical nutrients. And the Obama section 4205 in the healthcare law implements every sentence that I have just read you, word for word. And the whole thing comes down to the fact of the occurring, this was written by John Holden in the 1970s. And the whole thing has come down, and he is active today, teaches at Harvard. I still think he has the control in one of the agencies in the government, but I'm not sure because my contacts will not tell me because it's so overbearing. The next phase of what's going to come down in the next few weeks. I know what it is, and I'm not going to tell you until the right time for Parker Pathways will be. If God's willing and I'm still on air and able to talk, it'll be three weeks from now. We'll see you at the next live hour of a three-hour program. And I want to thank you very much for being here. This is Parker Pathways, April 30th, 2017, the end of the first live hour. And I want you to stay for the other two live hours. And we'll see you at the other end of the break.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.